At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Morning Ray, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orellana, and this is part two of how to be hotter in 2025. This is the intentions, mindsets, routines, and how to build healthy habits in this year to make it your year, to make you feel like your best, hottest, healthiest, highest, and most confident self. Part one, if you haven't listened to it yet, is reflecting on 2024, manifestations, and vision boards. If you haven't listened to it, I would recommend going and listening to that episode before diving into part two. And then next week will be how to actually achieve all these goals that you are setting in these episodes. So grab your journal, open up your notes app, get ready to dive in. And I'm super excited. You guys know I love this series. It's my favorite thing ever. I am currently sitting on my couch. I'm recording again for YouTube. It went live last week, and I hope that you guys liked it if you watched the video. I'm trying to figure out my audio because I don't know what's happening lately when I'm editing it, and it sounds great when I'm editing it. And then when I upload it onto Red Circle, which is kind of like the host platform that then like posts on Spotify and Apple and whatnot, I feel like it distorts the audio and it doesn't sound as good. And I'm really trying to figure that out. You guys know I'm not really an audio tech person, but like I've never had issues beforehand. So we're trying to sort that out. But nonetheless, let's do a little life update. Let's do some current faves, and then we'll get into our intentions, mindsets, routines, and healthy habits. I dyed my hair kind of red. I don't think you can tell. I'm looking in the viewfinder of my camera. I don't think you can tell if you're watching on YouTube. It's not like I didn't like dye my hair red. I got semi-permanent color. It's red with a violet undertone. And I did this last time, but because my hair is naturally super dark, it doesn't actually show up that well. But we used a stronger developer this time, and you can actually really see the red in some lights. If I have overhead lighting or it's really sunny, you can see the red a lot. I really love it. However, I have figured out that when I'm doing my makeup, I feel like I've had to change like the colors of my blush and my eyeshadow, because I feel like it has to be a specific tone in order to go with my hair. I don't know if anyone feels this way, if they have warmer, cooler toned hair, or like if they have red hair, like JC Marie, if you're listening to this, which I highly doubt. I love JC, but is that a thing? Am I just insane? I feel like my makeup has to be different because my hair is different, which makes my coloring all different, but I've really been loving it. I go to Nicole Park Hill here in Toronto. I love her. She's such an angel and she's so talented. I started going to her when I was doing balayage all the time, like lived in blonde look. Believe it or not, I was pretty light for quite a few years. So she's great for that. She does some of my friends' hair. Really awesome, talented gal. I've been behind the scenes working on my clothing brand, By Ray. If you've seen the hat, I've been working hard on getting everything in order for launch. I originally wanted to launch November, December, but I just don't want to rush into things and I don't want to fuck things up. So it will be launching mid-January, I think. I've decided the date's gonna be January 22nd. So stay tuned. I'm so excited. I've been posting some of the photos from the shoot. I'm excited to share more video footage with you guys. And it's honestly been so much fun and I'm really excited yet terrified for this journey and for what By Ray is going to be in 2025. I feel like it's kind of almost a blessing in disguise launching in 2025 because then like new year, new exciting project, new identity. You guys know I love to have my hands in a million different buckets. So I'm excited and I think it's going to be a really good challenge and fun, exciting project and new venture for me to focus on. And I was talking with my friend Maddie Orlando earlier today. We were sitting doing a little work session at a cafe, which I highly recommend. And also, if you are complaining about the episodes being chatty, the fast forward button exists. I will put that disclaimer again. Like, you can fast forward through if you don't care about my life, but it's supposed to feel like we're on FaceTime and then we get into getting serious and me teaching you things. Fast forward button does exist, my friends. But nonetheless, we were discussing YouTube because I know you guys keep asking me for YouTube vlogs and to bring back the YouTube. And I feel like 2025 is hopefully going to be the year of YouTube. It is hard, you guys. Like I do a lot of things and it's a lot of editing. It's a lot of filming for different platforms. And YouTube, you can't really you could technically repurpose it for TikTok and whatnot, but I like to do different content that I film on my phone for that. So it really is a lot just filming your life all the time. And I know that's my job, but I have to pick and choose my battles over here. But I really do feel like YouTube is going to be a thing in 2025. And I love watching YouTube. It's one of my favorite platforms. It's why I wanted to start this job in the first place, to start posting. I'm hoping I find my way back to it. I'm going to make it a goal of mine, even if I do something kind of like Claudia Saluski, where she posts a monthly recap video. But I really do love like Lauren Elizabeth and Jessica Stockstill and just like their home content. It's very much my vibe. So let me know if you're into that. Current faves. I have finally learned how to make the perfect steak at home and it's so good. It's so good, you guys. I have really killed it. You dry the steak with paper towel, salt and pepper on both sides, put a little bit of olive oil in a hot pan, cook each side for 3-4 minutes for medium rare, and then you add a tablespoon of butter, fresh thyme, and a clove of garlic in the last minute, and then tilt the pan and put the butter like on top over the steak, and it's so good. I make it with fries, I do a little steak frites, I really like a ribeye cut of meat, and yeah, I'm a steak girl. I actually need to order more. I'm really happy. I paused my HelloFresh because I messed up a few weeks ago and forgot to change what recipes I was getting, and they were literally all pork, and I don't eat pork, so that was really unfortunate, and that sucked. But I've just been enjoying having fun in the kitchen and cooking and baking things from scratch. Like today, I made pancakes from scratch. I've been making banana bread. I use Emma McDonald's banana bread recipe and I just switch out the gluten-free flour for just regular all-purpose flour. And it's so good and it's been a hit with my friends. So really just love that. It's also super therapeutic for me. I feel like it really just clears my mind because my hands are busy, my mind is busy, I play music, sometimes I'll watch a rom-com. I also have been really into just like watching feel-good rom-com movies. I watched the Noah Beck movie finally. It was so bad, it was good. Like, you know, I just love stupid little rom-coms like that. And just like old OG, like early 2000s rom-coms is what I've been watching. And it's really been healing for me. So I've been doing that. Into berries again, been doing berries with my Pilates as per usual, and I've been living in my Skims soft lounge pajama set in brick. It's the loose pant and the tank. You guys have been asking about it nonstop, and it's so good. I will link to it in the show notes. It is so comfy, it is so cozy, it is so chic. Kimberly knows what she's doing. Also, please do forgive me. It is like 10 p.m. It's 9:47 on Sunday night. I really need to get better with my time management. But you know what, you guys? A lot of the girlies are not posting podcasts right now. And here I am during holiday season, in the thick of holiday season, in the thick of me going through a wave of emotions, as is post any sort of breakup, situationship, relationship, etc. So, you know what? Props to me. And also, you guys, I forgot to mention this. I'm just realizing we hit 4 million fucking downloads on here. 4 million. 4 million. It was my goal for this year and we surpassed it. And that is fucking insane. I just want to thank each and every one of you who is listening, because those numbers would not be possible without you guys, without your support, without you tuning in every single week, without you going back and re-listening to episodes, without you leaving a review, without you commenting, without you sharing episodes with friends. Every little thing and every inch and ounce of support truly does not go unnoticed. I really do appreciate it so much. I am very monotone, so I'm sorry if the emotion isn't there behind my words, but that is me. I'm so excited. I am really excited and happy and proud of us and so grateful that I have this platform and you guys want to go on your hot girl walk and listen to me yap in your ears. It truly is such a surreal opportunity and experience. And I have to say my podcast is definitely my favorite platform because I feel like I'm my most authentic and truest self. And I feel like you get to know me the best on here. And I get to share all these little bits of wisdom and just a truly authentic way to me. And I feel like we're on FaceTime. So thank you for all of your support. I truly appreciate it. Every share on Instagram that you're listening to the pod, every review, every listen, any ounce of support does not go unnoticed. So thank you.
Every new year, we set New Year's resolutions, we set goals, and sometimes we forget to create the game plan on how to get there. Whether it's something like saving more money, investing more money, sometimes we forget how to actually do it. We forget to let ourselves know or create a game plan as to how we can make saving or investing our money easier. But Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has the chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I personally love Acorns. It makes investing and figuring out what to do with your money and adulting in general a whole lot easier, a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot less overwhelming. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is, they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. You guys know I'm trying to drink more water in 2025. I drink too much coffee and not enough water. And I want to make sure I feel good about the water that I'm drinking, that it is safe, that it is free from over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, and PFAS, and that it tastes great. That is why I love my Life Straw Home Studio water filter dispenser that lives in my fridge. It stays nice, icy cold, and tastes so good. It looks so good. And I just love the aesthetic of it as well, because you guys know it has to look pretty. I love an aesthetic place, and I love things that are both aesthetic and functional. Did you know that your average bottle of water actually contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic. And I want to make sure that my water does not have that, which is why I really love using my Life Straw Home Studio Water Filter Dispenser. It is perfect. No more nasties. Use code Alana for 15% off the purchase of any Life Straw Home product at lifestraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Thank you, Life Straw Home, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. And now for water, because otherwise I get hated on for my vocal fry, which gets worse at night. I was really contemplating on waiting until tomorrow morning to record this, but I promised myself I would do it today when I got home from my dad's birthday dinner. So we're working late. I'm clearly losing it over here. I'm Delulu. I'm hungover. It's Sunday. We have the Sunday scaries. We had a breakdown last night at 1 a.m. drunk coming home from the club. I don't know, I'm joking about it right now, but I did not feel good. That I've never felt like that in my entire life. So I somehow woke up feeling okay this morning. I did have a bit of an emotional hangover on top. Also, I'm so ADHD. My video, the YouTube is catching this. I just need a moment. Also, I got a text today from a boy from back in the summer when I was in London doing some hot girl shit. They always come back is very sweet message. Very, very sweet men. But they always come back. I might regret saying something like this on the podcast, but they always come back. They do. So keep doing you. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into our intentions. I think intention setting is so important when it comes to anything in life, whether it's starting a new project. Like, for example, when I was starting By Ray, I wanted to think about, like, what was my intention behind starting this brand? Why did I want to start this brand? Like, thinking of the why. I feel like we always did this in English class. This really just applies to anything and everything. And in this particular episode, obviously, this applies to your New Year's resolutions, your goals, your vision boards, all of it. I think it's really important to set an intention to have that why, because that is going to be the thing that we go back to when we are losing that motivation, when we are waking up tired and we want to give up on all the hard work that we've done, all the good habits that we've built. Having that why, setting that intention is so important. It's your bread and butter. It's the backbone to you being able to actively work towards achieving those goals that you set this year, this coming year, and in 2025, whenever you're listening to this. It's going to be that thing that keeps you accountable and holds you strong and gives you purpose and a reason for why you are doing everything that you are doing. I want you to open up your journal if you haven't already and write it out. The act of writing it out is so important. I don't know, there's studies, you can go and research it, of how writing out your goals, writing out your intentions makes you that much more likely to reach them, to complete them, to fulfill them. You can, in addition to writing it out in your journal, you can write it out on sticky notes and put it on your mirror, put it around your apartment, in your bedroom, on your desk, at work. You can incorporate it into your vision board. You can incorporate it into your goal setting. But I really want you to take the moment and to take a moment and set an intention. Think about, why do you want to do these things? What is the purpose behind it? What is the fuel fueling that fire? Healthy habits. Like always, we need to reflect on what's currently happening, what's happened in the past, before we can move forward into the future and choose something new or add on to it. I want you to ask yourself, what healthy habits did you build in 2024? Because I am certain that you built something. Even if this is like the start of your journey, the start of your winter arc, the start of you becoming that girl, whatever you want to call it, if it's the start of a new journey, whatever it is, I am 100% certain and confident in you that you built even one singular healthy habit in 2025. So open that journal if it's not open. What healthy habits did you build in 2024? How and why do you want to bring them into 2025? Pause the podcast, take a moment, and reflect. When you come back, when you press play again, hello, welcome. What healthy habits do you want to
add into your life in 2025? And then with that, how and why do you plan to do that? Can you habit stack them with those current existing healthy habits that you built in 2024? And if you're new to the podcast, or if you don't know what habit stacking is, if you haven't had the pleasure of reading one of my favorite books of all time, Atomic Habits, and I know I haven't spoken a lot about it lately, but I really do love James Clear and I love Atomic Habits and it truly just changed my life. But essentially, habit stacking. Also, I'm looking at myself in this viewfinder like, hello, I literally look like a little bum sitting on the couch. According to James Clear, Mr. Clear, in Atomic Habits, habit stacking is finding a habit you already do every day and stacking your new habit or behavior with it. So your old habit or current habit becomes the cue or trigger for you to do the new habit. I want you to write out, after current habit, I will new habit. This will give you a game plan as to how you plan to incorporate these new habits. So you're not just left with all these new things that you want to do and not really knowing how, when, what, which way to start. After you do this, I want you to think about, what habits do you want to discontinue in 2025? Is it mindlessly scrolling? Is it gossiping? Is it vaping? Is it drinking? Is it maybe a spending habit? Is it maybe the way in which you eat? Is it ordering takeout all the time? Is it running late? Whatever it may be, come up with a tangible game plan as to how you plan to break those habits. I personally think one of the best ways to break a habit that's not great for us is to replace it with something better and healthier for us. For example, say we have a bad habit of hitting snooze. I feel like this one is super common for a lot of us. I know it's common for me, and I feel like I've actually gotten pretty good at breaking this habit. I want to say 8 out of 10 times, I don't hit snooze anymore, and I used to do it every single fucking day, and it just made me feel like shit. I would like to attribute getting past this to Shelby Sacco and Mel Robbins, two very influential people in my life. But if you find you hit snooze a lot, there are a few different options you can take when it comes to breaking this habit. Number one, you can keep a glass of water beside your bed so that when your alarm goes off, you reach for that glass of water, sit up, take a sip instead of hitting snooze. And that way, you're ready up, you've woken up, now you can just turn your alarm off. Get a sunrise alarm clock. I love my Hatch. I'll link it in the show notes to properly wake you and to not have like a disruptive wake up. I swear to God, I literally get PTSD from the Apple alarm clock. Keep your alarm farther away from your bed so you have to get up to turn it off. That's another great way because you're already out of bed then. When your alarm goes off, you can do Mel Robbins' little trick of counting down from 5 and getting the fuck up out of bed. Going to bed earlier and being consistent with your sleep routine, sleep hygiene will definitely help. And honestly, wearing an Oura ring, or I have the Ultra Human, which is very similar, ring so that you are motivated to get better sleep because it gives you that sleep schedule. That sleep score. If you are trying to break the habit of ordering takeout too much, I think for me, I had to figure out, what is the way to reduce my stress and thinking process around cooking? Because I didn't ever really know what I wanted to make. I knew I didn't want to have the same thing every single day. Obviously, I have my little repertoire of recipes and things I know how to make, but deciding what I wanted, putting the list together of my groceries, going to the grocery store and picking up the groceries or ordering it on DoorDash or Instacart or whatever it was, just took too much space in my head and I would get overwhelmed and indecisive and I just wouldn't do it. And my friend Emily spoke a lot about how HelloFresh had changed her life. And obviously I had known of the service. I've tried it before, but I've never like had ordered it super consistently in my life up until probably, I think I started doing this in the summer. It was May or June I started ordering it every single week. And it got me into the habit of, one, having groceries in my fridge because everyone made fun of me. They would open my fridge and be like, oh my God, Alana, there's literally nothing in here. You are a frat boy. All I had were condiments and alcohol and beverages. It was actually fucked. And my fridge kind of looks like that right now because I really don't buy more than what I need for the next couple of days at a time. That's just how I grocery shop. I think it's very European, I think. I then had a stocked fridge. I learned that I really loved cooking, although like I knew this before, but I had forgotten because I hadn't been doing it. I was just ordering Uber Eats all the time, pretty much. And how therapeutic cooking for myself was, and also how much better I felt physically making meals at home and knowing what was in my food. And also just, I really do think there is something special and unique about the energy you put into your food when you are cooking or if you're baking. Like, there is something super special and unique about that.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So HelloFresh was something that really helped me get into the habit of that. And right now I've just been really into simple meals, like having eggs, scrambled eggs and toast for breakfast, making pancakes sometimes for breakfast or French toast, having steak for dinner, having pasta, just like really simple things right now because that's what's appetizing to me. But just like learning what is a meal you really love, what is a meal you want to learn how to cook at home. Like I really wanted to learn how to cook a really good steak. And so I went out and I figured out how to do that. I searched up recipes on Pinterest, utilize Pinterest and ChatGPT. You can literally type into ChatGPT, like, I want a high protein diet, like, create me a week's worth of recipes, and then ask Chat to make you a grocery list. And it's super, super easy. Find ways that you can truly get excited, like get excited, make it a thing. I also like got really into baking when I was seeing the last guy I was seeing again, because I realized how therapeutic it was. I personally loved it. I loved creating something. I loved having a little sweet treat that I could look forward to. And I also loved sharing that with others and seeing the joy on their face and the enjoyment of having the little baked good. And the same thing with cooking. Like I feel that way too. So if you have the opportunity to cook or bake for someone outside of yourself as well, like that makes it super rewarding, at least in my head. And that gets you to stop ordering takeout because you have this new hobby that you look forward to and you can get excited about baking and cooking new things and learning how to do that and getting creative with recipes. Pinterest, TikTok, YouTube, cookbooks, there's so many different ways to find new recipes and get excited about consistency. If you break a habit cycle for a day or so, don't just drop everything. Like, you did not fall off the bandwagon. Your life isn't over. The next day, just pick it up and keep going. If you get sick and you kind of fall off track, quote unquote, or you go on vacation and you're not doing your habits as like consistently because life is different, that is okay. Don't beat yourself down on that. Just jump right back on the horse and get moving. Like, it's as simple as that. Find ways to motivate yourself to maintain the habits that build them into a way that they are mindless. Whether it's using a habit tracker or having an accountability partner, like there's physical habit trackers, there's app, you can put it as a task on your Google Calendar that you can check off. There's so many different ways. Routines. I like structured yet flexible yet simple routine. And if you've been following me for a while, then you would know I used to have an a million step morning routine, night routine, workout routine, etc. And I got to a point where that burned me out and I didn't want to do any of it. I became quite lazy. I like half-assed everything. I was like not reaching goals in the gym or anything. Like I was a bum. I felt like a bum. And I think every single season of your life has to happen and it happens. I have really learned that less is more, and I really like to focus on minimal things, but the things that really fill up my cup and energize me and set me up for success. Nothing overwhelming, nothing stress-inducing. I will come out with an episode of this eventually, but I feel like this has been the year of really just getting rid of unnecessary stress. Just like really finding things to live like a low-impact lifestyle. Obviously, my life is still very stressful and overwhelming and busy and chaotic, and I'm type A and anxious and I spiral and all these things. So I want to find ways to try to limit that and to try to not overwhelm myself, to not overcomplicate things. And I truly do think that this has been a huge part of letting go of stress, of letting go of inflammation in my body, of helping myself heal and work through things and work on my relationship with self. And in turn, I think that has done a variety and a multitude of things for me in my life, both my mind, body, soul, mentally, physically, emotionally, etc. I know I'm getting deep here with the morning routine, but I really am passionate about my routines, about my morning routine, about my night routine. Something so simple as going to bed and waking up around the same time every single day, making my bed, getting ready, showing myself that I care about myself, that I care about how I feel, look good, feel good, never does you any dirty. Never does you any dirty. Going to work out at a similar time, it feels good. It makes you feel productive. You feel on top of the world, especially with that morning workout. Give yourself a reward for sticking to your routines, for sticking to your workouts, for sticking to these habits. You need to give yourself that reward to complete the habit loop. Cue, routine, reward. It takes trial and error to figure out routines that work for you. So don't be hard on yourself if it takes you a little bit of figuring out, especially if you are a student and you're starting a new semester. If you work on shifts, like maybe you're a nurse and like you work a few days and then you don't, or maybe you work retail or in the hospitality industry and every week, every day is a little different. Like that is okay. You'll figure out what the routines are on those days in that era of your life. It doesn't mean you're any less than or you're not going to achieve what you would achieve if your day was the same every single day. It's just a unique thing about you and it's a cool thing. I think it's pretty cool. I found when I was in school, I feel like it would literally take me maybe a month or so to get into routine, like with my new schedule, with my extracurriculars, when I liked going to the gym based on each day, when I did my work. Like it takes a while. So like give yourself grace. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to feel like the right thing right off the bat. Sometimes you have to like make little changes, but just do trial and error and then stick to what feels good. What works for me may or may not work for someone else. And the same thing with you. Like it doesn't have to all be super pretty or aesthetic or like this perfect little thing that you see online. Like I know I definitely romanticize and try to curate this like perfect looking routine because I think that's also like a beautiful thing and I love creating that sort of stuff. But like it's not always like that. Like life is messy and it's dirty and it's chaotic and it can change so quickly. You just have to know how to like be flexible and agile with your routine and like know what your non-negotiables are. What are the things you truly cannot live without? I feel like that's just what my routine has come down to. And it's very short, simple, sweet, to the point. But like life happens and you can't let, like some days you're probably not going to be able to like do your routine exactly as you have practiced. And that is okay. You can't let that like rock your world or rock the boat or throw you under the tide. Like you have to keep on going. You have to keep taking the next step forward and take a moment, pause in your tracks, take a deep breath in, exhale, and move on forward. When it comes to creating your routines, get inspired. Build this into your vision board. Find people who share routines on social media like myself that inspire and motivate you. Maybe my routine in particular doesn't superly like resonate with you, and maybe you want to find someone else for more inspo on like what a routine could look like and what things you can incorporate. Maybe you want to add journaling into your routine. Maybe you are super passionate about meditation and you need to meditate in the morning, and I personally don't do that. So figure out what works for you and like get inspired. Find like really do find people that like inspire you on social media or in real life. Like, you truly are the top five people who you surround yourself with, and that goes with the top five people whose content you consume. Even if you're just like scrolling past it, like you are still subconsciously consuming that content. So be aware of whose content you are consuming and grabbing inspiration for your life. Start small and build over time. I cannot stress this enough. If you try to throw in a million one different habits into your routine, into your lifestyle, all at once, you're gonna burn out. It's simple as that. You're gonna fall completely off of it. You're not gonna be able to stick to it. Start small and add slowly over time. Like, it's just gonna feel too overwhelming if you throw yourself a million one things all at once. Give yourself time to adjust, and it will all feel like second nature. Healthy mindset. Lose the all or nothing mindset. It is tragic. It is terrible. It is not it. It is not the vibe for 2025. Fuck that. Fuck that all or nothing mindset. It is not it. If you miss something or all of it one day, your life isn't over. You can keep on going. You did not just lose all the progress that you've been doing for X amount of days, months, years, etc. beforehand. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. It's all about consistency. So find the way that helps you be the most consistent. Think about, what are you adding into your life? I love a good crowding out method. It crowds out the bad habits by adding in more good habits. You're filling your life with the good, with things that make you feel good mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it may be. Think in abundance over scarcity. Always find that silver lining. Reframe. Look at the glass as half full as opposed to half empty. Have a growth mindset over closed-minded. Like, why not? You have the power to change the way you see the world, the way that you perceive things, the way you react to things. You can change yourself from being a Debbie Downer to a positive Pammy. I don't know if that's really the thing, but we're going to call it that. When you think in a scarcity mindset, like, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that anymore, blah, 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 I can't have that. It truly just makes you feel so restricted, so claustrophobic, so overwhelmed. It makes you feel like a failure. And then you don't want to do it. As someone who has had that mindset before, it is a terrible way of thinking. But if you focus on, oh, I'm adding in this exciting workout I get to go to. I'm adding in more protein into my diet. I'm adding in more social time. I'm adding in more, I don't know, whatever it is. Do you see how much more positive that is? Do you see how much more exciting that is? Do you see how much more like capable, like approachable that feels to you than telling yourself you can't do things? No one likes to be told what they can't do. It only makes them want to do it more, right? Speak kindly to yourself. If you have to put a baby picture of yourself in your mirror that you most look at, do it. And your journaling practice isn't the only place to practice positive affirmations. Be aware of how you speak to yourself on a daily basis. Are you constantly bullying yourself? Are you constantly telling yourself that you look ugly, that you are worthless, that you are incapable? Counteract those thoughts. Those thoughts are going to happen. I would say I speak pretty kindly to myself lately, not so much, but those thoughts are always going to come up, but you can change the frequency in which they come up and the way in which you react to them. You have the ability to counteract those negative thoughts with something positive and kind about yourself. Eventually, the more you counteract it, the more you'll actually just naturally, like, first instinctively, it's not a word. No, it's not. Your first instinct will be to say something nice about yourself. You'll say negative things less. You'll become more of an optimistic person. You will look for that silver lining. It's a good thing. I like to lead with you or I statements when I'm talking to myself. You can say this in internal dialogue, in your journal. You can say it out loud, physically looking in the mirror to yourself. Like, I can, I'm capable, I can and I will. I'm deserving of love. Whatever it may be, you can Google those affirmations. You can also put it, like I said, on sticky notes. You can put sticky notes with affirmations on mirrors or around your apartment or your home. The energy you put out is truly the energy you attract. Remember that. Treat others how you want to be treated, regardless of how they treat you. Like, always take the higher road. I promise you, it is so much more worth it than sinking down to someone else's level. Become the person you envision as your highest self. Act the way you think they would act. Act in ways that you aspire to be like. And again, I'm repeating this again. Treat others the way you would want to be treated. If you are not into a guy, communicate that with him. Don't ghost him, because you wouldn't want to be ghosted. I don't care if you've been talking to him for like 2 days, one-on-one date. Lead with kindness. Like, truly, like, it costs nothing to be kind. Like, truly costs nothing. Your highest self, since we're on mindsets over here. How do they hold themselves? How do they speak to themselves? How do they speak to others? What are they doing? What are they wearing? How are they holding themselves? What standards and boundaries do they set in relationships? Do they let shitty people walk all over them? Do they let shitty people hurt them? Or do they set that boundary, communicate what they know they deserve, and choose to walk away? What do they choose to participate in, and what do they not? What is their outlook on the world? Are they closed-minded? Are they open-minded? Do they have a growth mindset? Really think about this. Pause. Open your journal. I'll repeat them again for you. When you think of your highest self, how do they hold themselves? How do they speak to others? How do they speak to themselves? What are they doing? What are they wearing? What standards and boundaries do they set in their relationships, romantic and platonic, or professional, personal? What do they choose to participate in, and what do they not? What is their outlook on the world? Moderation and balance is key. Too much of anything is not healthy. I'm gonna repeat that again. Too much of anything is not healthy. Drinking too much is not healthy. Working out too much is not healthy. Eating super restrictively, never letting yourself have just a feel-good food or food for soul or comfort, is not healthy. This all or nothing mindset, too much of anything, is not good. I always like to start a new year on a fresh page with a fresh start. And I want you to encourage yourself to go through your life, both IRL and virtually. Remove anyone or anything, people, places, things, habits, activities, whatever it is, that no longer align with who you are and who you want to be, that are no longer adding into your life, whether it's accounts you follow on social media, maybe it's an old friendship, maybe it's romantic partners, maybe it's even family members. Obviously, take your time, communicate, discuss if you need to, if it's appropriate. Normalize unfollowing people. Normalize removing things from your life that are no longer serving you, that are no longer benefiting you. You are allowed to. Just because you chose in the past to have this thing in your life, to have this person, place, thing, habit, etc., does not mean you were locked into it indefinitely. You can change your mind. You have control over your life. You are the driver at the steering wheel of your life. You can choose to kick people off your bus. You can do so graciously. It doesn't have to be this dramatic, toxic chain of events. But you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to choose that something's no longer serving you and you shouldn't feel guilty doing it. This past year, I've had to cut people out of my life. Lifelong friends, I've had to cut them out. And I have no regrets with that. I feel so much lighter. Sometimes you just grow apart from people. And that doesn't mean you may never talk to them again. Like, you might come back into each other's life, maybe a few chapters down, maybe a few books down. And that's okay. Mindsets with dating. And then we're going to close this out. Inconsistency, hot and cold behavior is a no. Them being unsure is a no. Words without matching actions is a no. Telling yourself, my future husband would not do that. My future wife would not do that. Justifying or having feelings of anxiety is a no. I have decided that moving forward, I am deaf for the first 3 months and I'm only watching actions. And if they are someone that I feel that I see a future with, that I want to date, and by 3 months, they are still unsure about me, nothing has happened, they're out. They're gone. Goodbye. That's it. The red flags at the beginning, the things that kind of rub you the wrong way, that you don't love how they sound or feel, are usually the reason why it ends. So don't ignore them. Like, really don't ignore them. No lowering our standards or settling. And if it's not a fuck yeah, it's a hell no. And I'm not saying these things to be super harsh and blunt and make things black and white with dating, because I think at a certain point, at a certain age, it's not. And it's kind of this grayscale, and there's a lot of like flexibility and different things, and sometimes you're in different stages of your life. If it doesn't feel good, if it is challenging, if it is hot and cold, if it is inconsistent, if it doesn't feel truthful, it is not worth your time and energy. It is not worth the pain. Like, in 2025, we are not dealing with bullshit. We are not. I am not. And hopefully I can encourage you to do the same. I hope you liked part two of being hotter in 2025. Make sure to follow and subscribe if you aren't subscribed already, so that you can stay up to date with the rest of this series, the rest of the episodes of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much again for supporting. I can't believe we have hit 4 million downloads. And I also can't believe that we are at the end of another incredible year. This year has been a year of growth. It's been hard, but so rewarding. I will see you guys in 2025. What the fuck? I love you guys so much. Make sure to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I love when I see your comments on Spotify. I love seeing you guys share that you're listening to the pod on Instagram and TikTok. So make sure to tag me at Alana Bloomberg or at Morning Ray Podcast. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.